All right. According to the coordinates, the best IPAs could be found. That. I am not going in there. Just for some IPAs. Nobody even likes IPAs. Screw that. I'm going back to the tech bar. They're nice, they're friendly, and I get an employee discount on beer. Yeah, screw that. Let's go to the tech bar. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar, featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray, and this week we brought Dungeons, Dragons, and Booze at the bar with Nick Gable of Nerd Parade and ConnectWise and the whole Tier 2 Technologies family. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, the Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
Said it's two steps forward, one step back. Yeah. We'll get it eventually.
I'm not ashamed to say I started a little early. I apologize for starting without you guys, but we need a little kicker to start it off. But we're here with a kick-ass show as per usual, and we have a ridiculous number of guests, and we're doing something a little fun today. We're going to do some grog and Dungeons and Dragons and all sorts of mayhem funliness. Is that a word, funliness?
Anyways, we'll
go over some. But I see you guys in the chat, and why are the glasses empty? Irony levels. Listen, we have a cadence to this. We don't just start drinking, but we have rules. We have drinking words. We have guests. We have shenanigans.
Productions.
There's all sorts of stuff. So, all right. So, let's start off by bringing on our first featured guest. Some of you may know him from the MSP Geek ConnectWise channel. Speaking of Tom Foolery and shenanigans, all sorts of shenanigans in there. And some of you may know him from his very, very popular YouTube channel, where he does tons of gaming. Let's invite Mr. Nicholas Gable. Come on down.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
How you doing? It's nice to finally have you on. We tried to have you on for IT Nation Connect last year.
That was fun too.
That was classic Tech Bar.
Yep.
So it's good to have you on, dude. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I always love when somebody has a better background than me. That is some really cool shit behind you. What is all that behind you, man?
Most of it here. There are a bunch of figures that I've collected and amassed over my years of nerding. So, I try to like at least get one figure per year to mark my years lived. It's like a rings on a tree, essentially. If you were to cut me in half, you'd find figures in my background.
That's awesome.
One for every year I've nerded.
Do you have a favorite figure back there?
A favorite one? Oh, man. Probably this guy right above me. I'm going to scroll up a little bit. If you're familiar with Berserk, that's what that guy's from. I'm a big fan of Berserk, so
And what's so Nerd Parade? Can you describe that real quick?
Yeah, my my secret identity is getting revealed on Tech Bar tonight, like right off the bat too. We didn't like that 10 minutes in. So most people in the space don't know, but I do have a gaming YouTube channel, which focuses mostly on the survival game niche. So things like my most popular game on there is probably Ark Survival Evolved. It's got a lot of dinosaurs and stuff in it. So that's my secret identity revealed.
That's awesome. And then you actually have like, I don't want to say your real job because it's a whole separate job, but ConnectWise, what's your role over there?
How's your part-time job?
Yeah. I'm moonlighting. So essentially my role at ConnectWise is I'm the online community specialist, and my job is to act as a liaison to all of the communities that ConnectWise has across the board. Instead of just limiting it to the internal communities, ConnectWise has a person in place, which is me, that jumps in very readily to all types of communities that ConnectWise has, whether it be on Reddit, MSP Geek, very specifically, Facebook, all that. So that's my role, is to act as a liaison. I'm your bridge between the community and ConnectWise.
I mean, and speaking of community, we have some MSP Geek notables there in the chat. I see Mr. Spoonful of Advice, Kyle Spooner down there. What's up, dude? I see Mr. Martin Kyer of also of MSP Geek, also ConnectWise down there. And I see Mr. Jason Slagle down there. And I see some new names. I don't want to butcher this, but Krazzle Blackbone, Craswell, I don't know, let's go with yes. But Baby Cadence. Like, what did you say? Hey, Nick, what are we getting from Kyle? Kyle's always known for his shenanigans. Hey, Nick, MSP wants to do a collab on your channel, no reason.
Tell him
some full of advice.
Everybody hide the crayons, otherwise they're going to get eaten.
There you go. We got somebody calling you a D-lister. Hey, D-lister is better than nothing. I'll take it. So cool, dude. So I have my own little figurines. If you notice, I kind of enjoy myself over here. This was a buddy of mine, and this is what I'm going to be using for our D&D play today. This is my He-Man and Skeletor that has never been opened, but you know that's how we roll today. This is just so you know. That's my guy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna good deal.
Throw my gauntlet down. Boom. Oh. All right.
I got some collections too for, you remember my favorite game really that I've been playing for a very long time that I constantly play, and I actually got ready to play it for a little bit.
Are you saying Destiny?
Yeah, Destiny. Yeah. I play that game so much.
Yeah.
I haven't as of late, but I got a lot of figurines there as well, and my wife can't wait to get rid of them.
Actually, we have a story about when we were at Disney talking about Destiny, but we'll get into that in a second. Let's give Nick his 30 seconds to pitch whatever the hell he wants to pitch. Let's do the professional shit out of the way, because that's how we roll here at the Tech Bar.
Simon, you want to give him his full screen and whatever the hell you want to advertise and all that fun stuff?
Oh, man. I didn't come onto the show prepared to sell anything. So drink water, eat your vegetables, and don't stay up too late. Here's my pitch.
I promise I'm gonna do any of
that. I think that's the record. For the quickest that might be the record.
Nice. All right. So we have drinks for tonight, Simon. Can you help us out here? What are we doing next?
Yeah, so we do have some drinks. This is a drinking show. So Danny, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you'll be drinking tonight?
Sure. Kyle. I know Kyle you're here.
Kyle Spooner.
This is by far my favorite. It's not just Crown, it's Crown XO. My buddy, who is a firefighter, actually introduced me to this. And yeah, this is like one of my favorites right here. I used to have the regular one, but this is the one. I like this one a lot.
Yeah, and of course, Kyle's jumping in the chat already. Ooh, XO is delicious. So, I'm not a fan. Well, I haven't tried it. I will give that. I haven't tried it. I will try it. But just in case, Crown gives me a headache. Just in case it's not my taste, I brought a small bottle of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, I feel like you did that on purpose just to like make what is this what your intentions are? Just to it kind of like hides it all right there.
I mean, oh wow, that actually works pretty well. I mean, that's all right. And Nick, what do we have that you're drinking today?
Oh man, I brought my since Dungeons and Dragons was talked about, I did bring my grog mug, but it's filled with water.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a drinking show, so I think we're gonna need some help on this. Water's cool. You're actually not even close to our first guest that's water only. I think you're fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have to get some reinforcements here, right? Like, you know, let's Simon, who do we have coming
up? Yeah, so I called over our friends at Tier 2 Technologies and they brought a packed house. They would totally make up for the drinking that Nick would not be doing. So what's up, guys?
Do we miss something?
You were banging your cup really loud.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I've already spilled a couple drinks tonight, so forget drinking. I'll just go to spill everything.
How are you guys doing tonight?
It's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. So you guys are going to be helping us drinking. And so let's go around the table and introduce, starting from the left side of the table, I see Dustin. Oh, no, wait. Dustin, I know, is in the building. If you guys don't know the inside joke in the chat, hit us up at ChannelCon next week and happy to share it. But why don't we start with Alex? Why don't you introduce yourself, dude?
I'm Alex. I work at Tier 2 Jackets. I do a lot less than the other people who are in the room.
I'm Chris. I'm the CTO. I do some things and work with these guys day to day.
Hey, I'm Daryl.
You don't know either, Daryl.
Yeah, I write code.
He works from home.
And I'm Elizabeth. I talk to most everybody, and I support Emilio.
And I'm just Elizabeth's sidekick. I am nobody.
You didn't even get invited to the table.
Travis.
They don't even want me to work near them, man. They just banished me somewhere else.
Amelia sells glasses at a kiosk that we set up in Miami.
I like the glasses, though. Those are cool. So, I mean, here at Tech Bar, even if you're a nobody, you're somebody. So, you know, that's all.
I love you guys.
We haven't even started drinking yet. And that's right, Amelia, you're here in Miami with us, right?
I used to be. I moved out to West Palm Beach, but it's pretty much the same thing. It's like Miami Light.
That's fine.
Miami Light.
You want to get away from Hialeah. I got you, bro.
No, that's the city of progress, man. I'm not going to let you talk about that place, man.
Guys, that's not even a joke. The actual motto of the city is called the City of Progress.
Yes. And for those, so all the Cubans and all the Latins go to Hialeah, and then they get a little bit, you know, they get a little bit better jobs, a little bit nicer houses, and they move to Miami Light. Which is basically, in Spanish, we have a saying, Hialeah con Copata, which is basically Hialeah with a tie on,
yeah.
Is Miami Lakes. And that's actually where we're from right now. We're in Miami Lakes. So I think we have some Tech Bar rules. This is going to be a first. I don't think we've ever started a Tech Bar with this many guests. So let's do Tech Bar rules. Simon's going to bring one in. Why don't we do this?
I think we could do one each.
Were you doing the math?
I was doing the math. That's what I'm doing.
I was wondering if you'd take off your shoes.
I'm not taking off
my shoes. Anyway, so why don't we start? Let's do this. Nick, you're our first guest. Let's the first rule of the second part.
Am I supposed to read this?
Oh, yeah.
The bartender is always right.
There you go. Amelia, I'm going bottom to top here. Give us number two.
No politics or religion at the bar.
There you go. All right. Elle, give me number three.
If you hear these words, you drink. You ready for them?
Yep.
Okay. Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm.
Love it. All right. Now we have number four. Come on, you guys have this, like, we went from Alex to the right. You guys, like, have this, like, ready to go. Or to the guy. But
they were drinking before.
We're illiterate. Yeah. Yeah. We're all illiterate.
We got it.
Am I hitting one?
Can you see it?
No.
What happens at the bar stays at the bar.
What happens at the bar stays at the bar.
If the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
There you go.
Thank you, Alex. And
That's
true.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. And for the purposes of this show, everybody that hosts are bartenders.
And you know, man, there's always a little asterisk. Everybody's a bartender, but Simon.
Well, Simon, he's the bartender at the kitty table with the milk.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and we have more stuff. I feel like the beginning of the show is always the hardest. We got to get through.
We're gonna do
Are we gonna do the toast?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So we have a special toast. We have a special toast prepared because one of the members. One of our guests today just had a kid 8 months ago or so. Nick, you had a newborn child?
Yes.
So we prepared a special toast for you guys. I know that you're drinking water, but you can go ahead and do the toast. And then we'll go ahead and get started.
All right. So let's raise our glasses and give a toast to Nick for our sons. May they have rich fathers and beautiful mothers. Or vice versa. That works.
Here.
Why are you looking at me?
I want to see if you.
It's smooth. It's not that it tastes bad. I have nothing wrong with Crown. It's just the taste. It's just the hangover I get. It's like the days of MD 2020.
Right. But if you start mixing whiskey, you don't want that.
I mean, I started with beer. What's the deal?
That's a fair point.
Beer before liquor, you have to be sicker? There you go. All right. So, it's time. We got stuff going on here. We got, speaking of drinks, actually, I'm way too far up in here. What's going on, Simon? Help me out here, man.
Hold on.
All right. So, this is a real project, right? We have, so your new dad, 8-month-old baby girl. Is this your first kid?
Yes. First one.
So I'll give you a little hint. I have a 23-year-old, 22-year-old daughter. She's going to be joining us later as our dungeon master. They love you until it's like daddy's little girl until like 13, and then it all goes downhill. But it comes back when they're like, I hear at 40 or 45, it comes back. So, you know, love you, Marissa, but so you know. But no, girls are great, man. So I have to ask, and there is a right answer. You know, we asked this of all our special guests. Star Wars or Star Trek? My dude.
Yeah.
My dude.
This is the way.
He has spoken. Absolutely. I love it. All right. Good man. All right. And we have, let's see. So the video game thing, how did that start out, dude? Like, how did you get to become, you know, the Dungeon Master nerd? Parade the
Lord. Oh man, it was kind of happenstance, really. I was watching some videos online, as you know, gamers do, and there was someone who was making a gaming video, and my wife at the time, who was my girlfriend, said, "You could probably do that if you wanted to." And I kind of just looked at her like Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother, and was like, "You know what? Challenge accepted." Fast forward, and then it just here I am. So
I hear we have Kyle Spooner says Stargate over either.
Come on, Kyle.
Let's just talk about Stargate Universe. Get out of here, dude. So what's your favorite game? I gotta ask.
Oof, my favorite game. Okay, that is that is probably the most challenging question I've ever faced in my entire life. As a gamer, to pick just one game is like choosing between your children in a fire.
That's easy. I mean, no, that's hard. That's hard.
You guys know that. I mean,
the only right answer is Final Fantasy VII.
I grew up on games like Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, Secret of Mana, and I love those games. fast forward a bunch of years, Skyrim comes out. I'm in love with Skyrim. I've played World of Warcraft for 16 years. Like, I can't pick a favorite, but I can tell you ones that I love.
All right. So, you know, we got Emilio here in the chat saying namaste. And I appreciate you for keeping us on track. Thank you, brother. Raise a glass to that. I've never seen a video online, says Lauren Kerber. Video online of what is the question?
Like, I mean, technically, you're watching a video.
Yeah, this online. Is. I want to bring you to the joys of the internet. This is. We're online right now. Kyle's asking me to fight him. I'm not sure why, but you know.
There's reason. Had enough yet, Kyle. We haven't had enough.
You know why?
Yeah. And he's not saying like it's an internet fight. He's saying like fight me in real life.
Not IRL.
Yeah. Like. So, whatchamacallit? All right. Emilio won a game no one else knew they were playing. Emilio, can you fill us in on that, please?
I'm not even sure. That's not me. It's internet trolls.
Oh, okay. All right. I see some people saying my audio is a little low. I apologize. I will change mics and see what's going on. All right. So, I don't think this needs to be on the show notes, Simon. It says that Nick is very into figure collecting. I'm going to think that's in the water is wet, oxygen's vital kind of no shit category. What is on your right? Is that like VHS tapes? What are those?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is my manga collection.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, can somebody explain to me what manga is? I've never I actually, don't laugh at me, but I'm a Call of Duty type nerd. I don't get on games. I don't get into this very much. So explain to me what manga is.
So did you read comic books as a kid?
Very few.
So it's Japanese comic books. Wow, that's manga. Easy.
All right, that's easy enough. Is my audio any better for those of you asking me? All right, cool. So for those of you looking for audio equipment, DJI, new Rode mics instead of the Rode 2s. Unrelated, I have Rodes for sale. All right, so we got Kyle asking about Dragon Ball Z. That's another one I never got into.
I did.
Is that the one where they run like the thing like that?
Yeah.
Test 1 2 3.
Okay. Whoever's doing the test 1 2 3, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Somebody was
all Emilio's fans were telling us that they couldn't hear us.
Those are technically just trolls.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here that are not your normal crew. We posted on 4chan about this.
says Irony Level says, yo, the Guts figurine is sick. What is that?
So I have a couple of Guts figurines. This is the Berserker armor. And then over here is the giant. He's just fighting a monster. I don't really know what to tell you, but.
Oh, yeah. The yellow hair one is Naruto, right? Like, I know
that's,
that one.
That's Dragon Ball Z. That's from Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I never got into all that stuff. I apologize. I was a bad nerd.
Yeah.
What was that, Al?
I think you just hurt Daryl's feelings.
I'm sorry, dude. I my bad.
Still seem to be great cartoons.
Thing. I'm used to that. I mean, between my 9-year-old and my and Marissa, I'm used to that.
Ugh. Wearing a One Punch Man jumper here. Everybody knows the Opie jumper.
I know, but I'm ashamed that I know.
So I want to get into this. I did see this table a little bit when Alex did the Tier 2 tickets partner first with me, but this table is phenomenal. Can you guys tell me what is going on with this table here? What is it?
It grew naturally in the house, and He just came in one day and was like that.
If you play enough D&D, this just happens.
Yeah.
What happened was
everybody came in and added to it over the years. You know, just everybody brings a piece, and we
And eventually, after enough time, it grows sentient and it knows you're talking about it and starts like changing colors.
Yeah. I'll put you guys up at the top because I don't think
based on whose turn it is. So go around the table and set. Whoever's turn it is based on the thing.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I got this from a guy on Etsy. I'm going to talk about him now because I was really impressed. Some guy in North Dakota, we're in Georgia, some guy in North Dakota has an Etsy shop, and he sold me this, and he like carved it up, and he delivered it to me himself. He drove it, he like loaded it in like this school bus.
Wow.
That he drives. Drove it down to Georgia, put it together in my living room. It's the best customer experience I've ever had in my entire life, like by far. I wanted to get him to sign the table because he worked so hard on it. So I was really, really impressed. So I'm going to find that guy's link. I'm going to put it in chat if anybody wants a table. It was very reasonable.
That is, there you go. You know, we support Etsy stores, Facebook stores.
Shoots and ladders. You know, it's good.
I love it. That is awesome. Daryl, what does Opi mean? Is Irony Levels is asking?
It's funny.
What was that?
Appropriate to have a video. Okay. I think that's a pass, my friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Daryl,
well, some
hentai he wants to talk about it. He just doesn't want to be talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. This is we tried to do PG-13 for Cisco, right? When we did this, that didn't work. We're going for NC-17. If we can do NC-17, I'll be happy here. So Simon, before this goes too far off the rails, what's next on the show, bro? What's going on?
Yeah, so we do, seeing as L is a big Dungeons and Dragons fan, L, you mentioned something about it.
Yeah.
Into gaming as well. We actually called up someone that's a genius in Dungeons and Dragons from the OIT Boy family, and we're going to be playing a quick game of Dungeons and Dragons. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Marissa. Orsini?
Yeah.
Ah! Never heard of you.
Guys, we need more energy here. Marissa, come on. Yay! Yay!
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
Okay. So,
okay.
And that was Marissa. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey. Namaste to them.
Namaste. There you go. I'm going to have a fun hangover. I know it.
So I have no experience with Dungeons and Dragons. So Marissa, can you explain a little bit for the people that don't?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We have very important chatter here in the chat. We have L is unprecedented. I will go with that. Absolutely. So Marissa, I'm sorry, you were saying?
No, it's great to be here. I was right. Could tell you guys I was like screaming in the background because I was obviously off camera while everyone was talking. So it's nice to meet you all. Yeah, a little bit about Dungeons and Dragons. It's basically a tabletop role-playing game. It's very, very fun. You get to basically create your own characters and build your own world. Tonight, because we're just running a quick little game, we have pre-built character sheets for everyone, which is going to be really exciting. And it'll just be a really like quick little one-shot for you guys to do. Just a little bit of battle, and hopefully it'll be really fun for everyone. All right,
cool. So, yeah. So I imagine that we're all getting tables getting shipped to us, so we can have LED tables here. No.
Tonight we'll actually be playing on one of my favorite, second favorite tools for D&D, which will be Roll20. So hopefully that'll be exciting.
And I do have to say that Marissa did get me my own set of D&D dice that I have at home that are OIT colors, and I absolutely appreciate. Oh, we got Faith Johnson. I don't know if Faith is in the Netherlands at the moment or stateside, but all my D&D knowledge comes from Stranger Things. So, true story, we had Hellfire shirts made we were going to wear for this. And like everything, we ran out of time before doing this. So, we may get some non-infringement Hellfire shirts put up on the swag store at some point. So you say you are, but oh, in the Netherlands. Thank you for clarifying. I'm like, you're definitely one of the two. All right, you're not in the what is it?
Upside down. Is that what it is?
Upside down. Thank you. She's in the Netherlands, checking out wooden shoes. All right. So what are we doing, Marissa? What are we supposed to be doing here?
Okay, so everybody should have gotten a link to the Roll20 app.
Can you put it in the private chat?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll go ahead and post it right now.
Thank you.
And Simon just posted it.
Yeah. Okay.
So for the purposes, like I said, everybody's got pre-built sheets already set up. So for the purposes of actually selecting those sheets, we are going to do a really quick roll. I'm going to share my screen. Give me just a moment here to get set up.
I stopped it in the group
chat. Okay, I am in.
Can everybody see my screen okay now? Or Simon, can you see that screen share?
Yeah. We're on the private chat?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, can you
send me a link in the private chat, please?
It's. All right. So once everybody gets joined up, we'll go ahead and do a quick roll for initiative. So for those of you who aren't aware, basically when you do any kind of combat in Dungeons and Dragons, the way that you determine who moves in what order, so it's not mostly chaos. It's still a lot of chaos, but not complete and utter chaos. You roll for initiative, and so whoever gets the highest roll, we go in order of that, and that's how we track it. So in addition to rolling for initiative, you guys are also going to roll a d8. I am going to put the command in the private chat as well for you guys to roll. When you guys roll, it will show up on the screen. So for those of you watching at home, you will be able to see what everybody's getting. And as you roll, I will assign you your character sheets.
Cool. So launching game here. No idea what I'm doing. Oh, Castle Grayskull. Nice.
Yes. So you have all appeared in Castle Grayskull. And we have our different characters down here at the bottom, those of you who can see. So we've got 4 spellcasters and 4 melee characters.
So what do we need to do here?
Okay, so go ahead and copy and paste that command that I posted in the private chat in your thread.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so I do see some people already rolling. So, Nick G, I see you already posted, and you got a 7 and a 2.
Oh, I got a 3.
Oh, wow. Let's go. Simon.
I got a 3. That's good, right?
High in character.
Both critting, crit success and crit fail, okay?
Emilio with the 15, Ray with the strong 21.
Give me just a second, guys. Let me get my notes so I can document what everybody got.
So in the chat, I'd love to hear, I'm going to go on a limb and say, you know, maybe the tier 2 team plays D&D from time to time. In the chat, though, I'd love to know how many of you guys and girls, how many of you are playing D&D on a regular basis?
I can't do this on my phone.
Yeah, I can't do it on my phone.
Give Simon a char with low CHR.
Give Simon a character with low charisma. give Simon a char with low CHR. Right. He's like, I don't like to be baked. I like, you know. Kyle says, I used to, got busy, need a new team. And Lauren says the same. So.
Base 1, D20. Okay.
done.
Okay. So I think, Alex, we're missing your D8, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to roll a 20 on a 8.
Okay.
But I think you're just going to get what's left over at this point. Yeah, which is a 6. Perfect. Okay. So
normally I delegate this kind of thing to other people to do on my behalf. If one of you guys wants to roll for me, that would be great.
All right. So let's go ahead and start with our character assignments. So first we have the Conjurer. So I'm going to go ahead and assign these sheets really quickly. And while I'm going through this, I'll explain. So there are basically two groups. There are different classes in D&D. There's more than two. They each have different abilities and special characteristics and things that they can do. Primarily, there are spellcasters and melee characters. So we can go ahead and do our Conjurer, who got 5. Okay. I believe that was Chris. And so they have different, you know, things that they can do. And just within the spellcasting group, there are different abilities and things like that. And so hopefully you guys will all get to see the different ways that you can help your team. Some characters are more supportive in their roles. So some of them actually get to have the ability to, like, make other people stronger or make enemies weaker, whereas some characters do damage up front and actually help people. So it really, there's different roles that everybody gets to play. Okay, so let's see really quickly here. We've got our enchanter. Our enchanter was Daryl. We've got our gladiator, who is... of course, our gladiator is Ray, the big strong guy.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Surprise to no one. Our knight
is Alex. My D&D group goes to another school. You wouldn't know them. I like that. They're in Canada.
Our martial artist, our monk, is Nick.
So Slagle says, yeah, we need to do a single night adventure, but you can weave a story about a bunch of adventurers, try to do good, and then whomever shows up at the end that night goes out. Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's Baga. Hey, what's up? Is that Baga or is that Amy Luby? I'm pretty sure that's Baga. Either way, what's up, my friend? Thanks for joining. I appreciate it. So actually, good time to point out Acronis. The Cyber Summit, November 7th through 9th. Tech Bar will be hosting 2 nights there, and we'll be doing tons of content, but we'll be there in person here in Miami. So if you want to be join us over at the Acronis Cyber Summit, it'd be awesome.
Okay, so everybody should now have the ability to see their characters and be able to control them.
Jason, no, it does not overlap ITNC. ITNC is immediately after. Actually, the 9th starts ITNC. So we'll be the 7th and the 8th, and then we'll be hightailing it on the 9th over to ITNC, where actually I'm pretty sure we'll be doing another MSP Geek Tech Bar meetup. Still need to do that. And Baga will be there. Love to meet you in person, bro. Known Baga for years, and we've never, even though he's been to Miami several times, I've never had a chance to meet him in person. So.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, maybe Nick can actually punch me. Nick, are you supposed to punch Slagle? I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't, by all means. If you need to, you need to.
Is this on the table? I like where this is going. Slagle has already admitted that he owes me like 6 beers, even though I don't drink, so I'm going to collect the cash value.
Oh, smart. Yeah, okay. So, Nick, are you actually going to get out to ITNC this year?
Yes. In November, I'll be there. I get to meet everybody in person.
Awesome. IT Nation Connect, finally get to meet you in person. That's awesome.
Maybe, like, not play this because I don't know what's going on. I can't see anything on the screen or follow it. So I'm going to just, like, look at chat and comment on that if that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if we can play it.
And Kyle, being the good guy he is saying he's offering to punch Slagle for you.
Because
he'll see him at DattoCon first.
Thank you, Kyle. Get him someplace like super uncomfortable, like the ankle or the wrist. something really annoying.
We have video of Jason racing, actually. Jason's a faster dude than you would think. He raced Simon and Secure. This was this was a 4 a.m. drunken run. And he was pretty damn close to beating Simon, especially when Simon tried to get cocky and ran backwards and then fell over. That was interesting.
I completely busted my ass. To my defense, I was running back-to-back races because I had already ran a race, and then Jason wanted me to race again.
Jason,
so
almost
I was winded.
You,
I was winded.
Oh, I was winded, Jason. False starts.
Jason, if you're going to be at CompTIA, we can do a
he is going to be a channel con.
Okay,
be a channel con next week
in Chicago,
us.
We're going to do a rematch.
Yeah, I got a 6.
You got a 6?
The lowest.
Who got the lowest? Okay, so who got the lowest charisma?
Who got the lowest charisma? There's a couple of you that actually have 0 charisma. I believe the lowest is the Conjurer, who is played by Chris.
The lowest charisma. That sounds right.
In the game.
There's a couple of you. It's actually, I have your sheets here. Yeah. So it's a tie between 4 of you who all have 0 charisma. It'll be very interesting. For those of you who need to be able to see your sheets, if you click on the little newspaper-looking thing that says journal, you should see your own character. When you click into it, it should pop out into another window, and then you can click on character sheet. For those of you who need to see your spells, you'll see it'll say spells on the right here, and you can see all of the spells that you have.
This is not like super mobile friendly. Yeah, we're having a little bit of trouble doing this from our cell phones.
I had to grab my laptop. I can understand.
Yeah.
Just hit that help button on your desk, and we'll send somebody to help you up.
Yeah, I mean, if you just hit that help desk button, real easy. I mean, there you go.
We're gonna drink, and you guys just tell us what happens to our characters. This is basically how everyone in D&D has ever played as God. Like.
Marissa, we have Slagle asking if we can rent you out to teach Matt Clark how to use Roll20.
I'd be happy to, although honestly, I prefer D&D Beyond. I'm not going to lie.
Prefer D&D what?
Beyond.
Oh, D&D Beyond.
Yeah.
That's the D&D people who are better than you.
Yes.
So in my case, everybody in the world. Okay. So at which point do we say namaste and drink? Oh, now. Okay.
Now's a good time.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the premise here? Obviously, we're a Castle Skeletor.
Yes, let's go ahead and begin if everybody's ready.
Does Skeletor's castle have a name? Grayskull. Grayskull.
Castle
I had Grayskull. To think about it, bro. It's literally been 40 years. Give me a break. Like, let me think about it for a second.
It literally is a gray skull.
But I don't call you brown head. Like, you have brown hair and your head's round. Whatever. Anyway.
Okay, so, yes, you all awaken in front of this very large gray skull castle. None of you have any memory of what happened, of how you got here. Some of you may remember late tech bar the previous night. very groggy, very, you know, Some of you may still be a little bit woozy from the previous night, but you're waking up, you're looking around, and you realize you are all bound together by magical chains. You're all stuck here. None of you are able to move as you try to, you know, move around. The stronger of you maybe try to, you know, break the chains free, but they are forged together by magic, and you're unable to get through. As you look around, you see this hobbled old man stuck in the center, or in the center of you all. He's wearing a very dark brown cloak. He's very haggard looking. His eyes are sunken in, and he's cackling very loudly. And he looks at the group of you waking up, and he says, "Ah, yes, you're starting to awaken. Now you'll be ready for the great sacrifice."
Slagle,
in the distance.
You?
Oh, go ahead.
Slagle, is that you?
It's Slagle. You'll be ready now for the great sacrifice. In the distance, you hear a big thumping. Dunk, dunk, dunk. The man begins laughing even more. "Yes, they're coming. They're coming, and they will grant me great power for the sacrifice that I am about to give them." A cloud of fog surrounds all of you. And in the mist, breaking out, you see a very large, very terrifying cloud giant appear through the mist. As the giant appears, the man cackles even louder. But this cloud giant looks down at him, very irritated, also very tired from a late tech bar. And he was very hungover. He looks down at the man. He stomps his foot great down, causing a great shake. As the man sees the foot coming down to step on him, he says, "Oh, this was maybe a bad plan." And the knight stomps him. Immediately, your chains are freed, and now you are all facing a very, very loud, a very, very large, very hungover, and very angry cloud giant who does not look like eating you would be a terrible idea. The first of you to act is Simon.
So I just want to point out here real quick, Alexis's comment. In today's news, Tech Bar fails to play D&D due to technical difficulties. There are certain jokes that are funny, but hurt a little too much. I'm just saying, I don't care how accurate this is, it's not right. I'm sorry, please continue with your regular scheduled D&D.
All right, Simon.
Okay, so...
What do
I do? I'm not sure what to do.
So, I'm sorry, let me go back to the original screen for those of you who would like to be able to see. We're going to switch our screen.
Is that little happy face scary person up there, like...
All right. And now we can begin. So, Simon, you
are
the first...
Does the cloud giant make any noises? Like, is he going, rrr, like...
He's very hungover, and he is growling. He looks hungry. And he looks like the gladiator might be a really good first meal.
Yo, you gotta handle that. Handle that, because the gladiator is going down like that, bro.
So I could persuade him?
You would like to persuade the cloud giant not to eat you?
Yes, I'd like to persuade the cloud giant not to eat me. I'll tell him that I'm a small bite. I'm not worth the food.
I'm just saying.
Are you just saying don't eat us in general, or are you saying, like, don't eat me, go for someone else?
Yeah, that's kind of a dick move, bro.
I'm sorry. Every man for themselves. Don't eat me. Choose someone else.
That's foul.
I'm like a chicken wing. I have enough.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion roll. You can roll a d20. Just do /roll and then one d20.
Well, Simon, it was nice knowing you.
All right, hold on.
That's messed up. I'm known to give cloud giants acid reflux. I'm just saying.
I have no idea. Okay, cool.
I'm saying you have some detractors here, dude. Kyle Spooner saying, please roll a one.
There, I rolled.
So, Simon, you rolled a four.
Cloud giant. P5 Simon's done. That's what that means.
The cloud giant looks down at you And the Cloud Giant responds in somewhat broken English, not because he can't speak it, but because he truly has that big of a headache. And he says, "You will be a good appetizer."
Oh, no.
You do have, that was a free action, so you do have the ability to attack him if you would like. You can move wherever you want by moving your character, whatever you'd like to do.
You said I could attack?
Yeah, you can attack. So if you click on the little newspaper, when you go to your character, you'll see that it says attacks in the middle of the screen under character sheet. And those are all of the things that you can do.
All right.
Martin wants to know what you're doing since you rolled a 4. He says he could have sneezed and rolled better. Just saying. If only we had some cloud solutions. Oh, no.
I'd like to do a spell attack.
You like to do a spell attack? Okay. What spell are you casting? You were casting... What spell did you want to cast?
Where do I know what spell do I have?
So in the same place, so if you go to where it says core, and you see how it says like your current hit points and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Down towards the bottom, you see where it says dagger, chill trut, chill trut, eldritch blast. Oh, those are all the spells that you have.
So I can do a, let's do a... A chill touch.
Okay, so click on it and let's see what you roll. Okay, you rolled a lot. I'm going to take the first one you get.
Okay.
So you rolled a 16. That's very good. And you did, okay, so you did 1d8 necrotic damage. Oh, you
clicked. Yeah, on. Get it.
All right, so go ahead and click on where it says, sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. Click on the actual, so go ahead and just do roll, /roll, 1d8. Not 28,
1d8. Wait, what was that?
1d8.
1d8. 1d8.
Okay.
D is dead, it's not going to change.
Reach your hand out, and you, a blast of cold air flashes from your hand and pokes the cloud giant lightly in the cheek. All right, next, is there anything else you want to do? Do you want to move away at all?
So I'm dead?
No. Do you want to move away?
You're kind of a dick. I'm just saying. Sam keeps looking up. Next time we do this, I'm throwing Simon at the fucking giant. I'm just saying.
Wait, what am I supposed to do now?
So. I'm sorry, your character is in the middle. It's the blue cloak guy that says warlock.
Okay.
You can opt to move away if you would like.
Yeah, I can move away. I'll move away. Whatever is next, whatever the right answer is, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to put Simon over here. Simon moved away.
So Chill Neal says the giant's looking kind of sexy. I think we need to find out if he likes nacho cheese or ranch Doritos.
Okay. Well, yeah. Ray, it is your turn. So if you would like to try to seduce the giant, you may do so.
No. I okay, so Cloud Giant is hungover. These are my people. I know these kind of people. So before I get any further with the Cloud Giant, I'm just going to raise a glass, and I'm going to tell him these times are unprecedented. I'm going to have a drink.
The giant drinks a drink, and he does look pretty happy.
That's what I'm saying, yo. All right. So I'm a big believer in call a friend. So if there's anybody in the chat that wants to suggest any suggestions, I will absolutely take suggestions here on what you think I should be doing. Not Chill Neal, because I think Chill Neal is going to try to, like, you know, Rico Suave himself into there. Miss Dungeon Master, can you give me some examples of what I could do here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Martin says to shut up and seduce the Cloud Giant. So, once again, that is an
option. How you doing, baby?
No, Simon into the cloud giant.
No, don't do it. I try to save you. I try to save you. Remember when I'm like, oh, we have to save
you
everyone?
Every time you move, you have an action and a bonus action. For the most part, your action is going to take up what it is. Gladiators in particular, your big thing is attacking. So you can walk up to him and hit him. You can shoot at him. You can hit him multiple times depending on the attack that you're doing.
This is just a dude that woke up from a bad night. Like,
you can try to persuade him.
Here, right?
Yeah. That's the fun thing about D&D. You can kind of do whatever you think of. So, I mean, if Simon had maybe persuaded him a little bit better, he may have been able to get away. Unfortunately, Simon was just not that charismatic. Simon's warlock has zero charisma. So, you could try to run away and try to evade him. You could hide somewhere if you would really like to.
Can I befriend him?
You can try to befriend him too, as well, if you like.
So I know his people. We tight. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that I'm gonna try to befriend my friend, the Cloud Giant.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a charisma roll.
How do I do that?
So do /roll 1d20.
Cool. All right.
For reference, everybody, Ray has +2 to his charisma on this. The giant is not interested in friendship. For those of you who can't see, he rolled a 9.
Yeah, I'm going to move away. Yeah, I'm going to move away at this point.
So, persuade the giant, usually when you're trying to interact or talk to people, that's not going to take up a whole action. So if you want to try that and do something else, you guys are more than welcome to.
Okay.
If you would prefer to just skip, you can.
No, I'm going to hit the bastard.
Okay, go for it.
How do I do that?
So if you open up your character sheet in the same place that Simon said, under the attacks section, you see that you have a spear and a shield bash. So you can hit him with your spear or you can shield bash him, whatever you prefer.
Let's see what we're going to do here. We are going to spear the fucker.
Okay. Go ahead and click on it to roll your attack.
Hold on. Spear, bam.
All right, so you rolled a 9. That is, well, actually, yeah, no, because that includes your plus. So that is not going to hit. All right. Any other actions that you want to try? I'm sorry, you do actually have multi-attack, which means you can attack twice if you would like. So you can try and do that, which you did and you missed. So is there anything else you'd like to try to do before we move on?
I'm going to say namaste again. Fuck it. If I can't hit him, I'm going to drink him down under the table.
All right. Moving on, we have Daryl.
All right, Daryl.
I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
Daryl, peace.
I'm seeing a pattern here. I'm just saying. Is Daryl related to Simon? Like this.
Daryl knows my way.
It is an action. Do you have any bonus actions or anything that you want to do, or any movement you want to take while you're here?
Let's see.
While Daryl is thinking, do you guys have any like anything in your inventory or any like? What does everyone
Thank
have?
You for trying
I don't
to
have
be helpful.
A character sheet, so
I don't have nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, it says here I have a crown. That's all.
A crown? Like a bottle?
Ridiculous...
Or
the bottle. The bottle. It was a bad joke.
I mean, I have a ridiculous amount of alcohol near me. I feel well armed.
You know, just my
move. All right. So, was he successful in turning himself invisible, or did he miss?
Yes, he did absolutely turn himself invisible, and he can dip out if he chooses to do so, or he can stay there. Daryl, I'll let you go ahead and move yourself if you would like to, or I can move you. Just let me know. We'll go ahead and move on, though. Up next is Chris.
All right. I don't actually, my phone is giving me trouble, so do you have the ability as a Dungeon Master to, like, move for me and roll for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Can you tell me what tools I have at my disposal?
Yes, absolutely. So give me just a second here. Let me find your character.
I fashion a rude entry lathe.
I just want to make sure I picked the right sheet. No, it's Alex. I see where the knight, I believe.
I mean, I found that policy for me works really well in life. If you don't want to be my friend, I'm going to hit you. Like, it worked in kindergarten. It's going to work now. Hey, what's up, Garrett?
Garrett!
And Jason's absolutely right. I do have whiskey in my inventory. Many, many bottles.
Oh my goodness, sorry guys, just want to make sure I get the right sheet out here.
So I want to bring Nick in on this real quick. How are we doing so far? This is literally your bag. You do this for, you know, on a regular basis. How are we doing so far?
Abysmally, but it's definitely.
Yeah, I do feel that Simon overestimated me when he introduced me as a D&D genius. I would just like to say.
I'm just saying, like, if you were watching this, Nick, would you like and subscribe? Like, would you hit that away?
I would have just kind of like closed the laptop and walked away at this point.
I can't even get mad about that. I can't, you know.
Understood.
Okay, there we go. Sorry. All right, so Chris, you do have, so you're playing the Conjurer, so you basically have a bunch of spells at your ability. Cantrips, in terms of that, you have Acid Splash, Poison Spray, you obviously have Magic Missile as a wizard. You also have Cloud of Daggers, Fireball, and Ever's Black Tinsel.
Let me just use that thing.
Are you drinking Fireball?
Yeah. I heard Fireball. I'm in.
Fireball? The number of you that have Fireball is scary.
You're adding missile into an actual missile.
Yes.
I mean, I can hit it with my walking stick. Is that...
All right, so I think I heard Fireball, so we'll go ahead and do that.
It's fine.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time. If there's something else you want to cast, let me know. Okay, and then in the sheet, and we'll go ahead and cast it at level 3.
All right.
Gotta love Fireball. So it's a DC 11 dexterity save. So when spellcasters cast their spells, for those of you who are unaware, rather than making an attack, or they have some spells require that they make an attack where they roll to see if that person, if they actually hit that person. Some spells actually require that the enemy makes a roll to see if they can get out of the way or if they can avoid the attack fast enough. So in this particular case, the giant is going to go ahead and roll to see how they do. Just a minute here, I'm going to roll on my DM screen. And the giant does fail the save, meaning they take 17 fire damage from Chris's
knife. Nice. Thank you.
He is looking between the grog that the gladiator made him drink, between the chill touch and the fire damage he just took now as a fireball explodes into his face. You can see the puffy cloud edges are starting to singe and burn as embers are flying off. He is not looking that good, not at all.
Alex, when you go, when it's your turn, we have a guest suggestion from Kyle. He wants you to throw Simon into the cloud, just so you know.
Is it my turn?
We're going to go ahead and, I'm actually going to go ahead and move to Nick.
Okay.
So as a monk and a martial arts expert, as well as someone who specializes in athletics and stealth, I'm going to rummage through my pack and try to find a smoke bomb to drop and vanish. And right before I do it, I quietly utter the words, Namaste.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how a YouTube star does this.
That's beautiful. Okay, so you drop that stealth bomb. You want to go ahead and give me a stealth roll just to see?
Yeah. Can you tell me what my die pool is for that?
The stealth roll, a stealth check, just be a d20.
Okay.
And then you get a +3 to stealth.
Would you be able to roll that for me? I'm having some trouble with the app.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, you get a +5 to that, so.
Damn.
Let's go ahead and see. And you are gone. Nick drops that stealth bomb, vanishes into the shadows. Nobody else can see where he went. And at this point, we have Nick gone. I believe we also have Daryl gone. Simon is quivering in a corner, about to be used as a toothpick for this very angry giant.
That's actually pretty fitting because I have a hard stop here in about 3 minutes. So thank you guys for having me on the show.
Nick, appreciate you, dude.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much. And once again, as a pacifist monk, namaste.
And we will be seeing Nick at IT Nation Connect. So looking forward to that very much.
Take care, Nick.
All right, and then we'll go ahead and move to Alex. It's your turn.
Okay. What is my charisma? Can somebody tell me?
Yes, oh, Alex, Simon. You are the, if I remember correctly, not the conjurer, I'm sorry, the transmuter. And you are 0 charisma.
I would like to seduce the cloud giant.
Do it. I believe in you. Do you need me to roll for you?
Yes. See, I'd like to seduce the cloud giant.
See, I didn't know that was an option. I'm just going to lean back and let Marissa roll
for it. That's my go-to option for everything.
Oh, you're a bard. I understand.
I think your bard was your charisma.
That's number on the dice to figure out if it worked, right?
All right, so you rolled a 15. I'm going to roll a wisdom check for this cloud giant, and we'll see.
He doesn't look bright. I know.
We designed Cloudy. He's looking very interested in you.
All right.
Wow. Oh. Get it, Alex. You know?
Can I get him to donate tokens to my stream?
He is pulling money out of giant cold coins are falling from the sky.
Right.
Okay. Only giant. What happened
I'm
here,
gonna
post
my OnlyFans link for it.
This giant check bar went off the rails real quick. Jeez.
Real quick.
I'm very good at Dungeons & Dragons.
I see that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Irony Levels would like me to ask, of course, what are you doing to seduce the giant?
Yeah, I mean, we need music here. We need, you know.
Giant Alex.
What happened was.
Very explicitly.
NC-17.
Please remember your dad's watching.
All right, is this being recorded? This is being recorded.
It's only recorded live on YouTube. So
I'm going to get Elizabeth to draw a picture.
All you, buddy.
Getting it.
But I am our HR department, so.
Oh, okay. So we can get a pass here.
Yeah.
I think we should ask Smile what he would do to seduce the cloud giant.
I keep getting into trouble around this, so Myers asked
that. I can see me.
I think Kyle is supposed to be taking my turn for me, and Kyle. Explain what I did to seduce the giant.
So I want to hear in the chat best comments for how keep it PG-13 ish, but best ideas for how he seduced the giant, and we'll send some swag over to the best comment. I'm thinking there was some dancing and romancing. Danny, how would you romance a cloud giant?
I mean, I have very attractive feet.
You gotta tell it your eyes are pretty.
So I think Simon has the perfect way to slide into that Cloud Giant DMs. Simon, you wanna share with us how you would do that?
You have to go to their Monstagram, right? The Monstagram, and then follow them and then DM them. Your eyes are pretty, and then that's it. The giant was totally.
That's Simon's go-to moves for
Giant.
Yeah,
that's how Simon got his girlfriend.
Yep, yep. And then she left me.
Oh, wow. That's just, that is not PG-13.
I catfished him with a picture of Emilio. And
there you go.
There we go.
He's like, perfect. What pretty glasses do you have? Okay, the Dungeon Master, can you get this movie? Because this is getting kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we now have our martial arts adept has fleed the scene. Our warlock has also was going to be chased and used as a toothpick. Potentially still might be, but then afterwards, you know, Alex might get it on with the giant. We don't know. But we still have our, we still have Emilio now up next, and Emilio, who is our master thief.
I guess as the giant is, entranced in Alex, I guess I'm gonna sneak attack him, I guess.
Okay, go ahead and sneak attack. Give me a roll, are you good?
Yeah, if you could just help me out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we have to acknowledge this from irony levels. The bard starts a few chords on his lute, which the cloud giant immediately notices. When they meet eyes, the bard winks. Wink! Stands up, facing away from the giant, and begins swinging his hips slowly. Like, I'm just saying, I would read that book. That is 50 Shades of Bard right there. That is hot. I'm just saying.
Okay, so, rolling that short sword, that was a 9. Damn, a natural 20 and a 2. Unfortunately, oh no, you're sneaking up on him, so you have advantage, which means you crit. Let's go ahead and roll your damage. So it is 1d6 plus 4 piercing. I think this might. Yeah, so it'll be 2d6 plus your standard 4d6, which gets doubled because you crit. So that's 10d6 plus 4 damage.
Wow.
That is a lot of dice. 43 damage. By the
That's how
master.
Done, boys.
Clambers up.
Oh, damn.
Yep. This master thief who just clambers up and starts climbing up this giant who is entranced by Alex and just begins repeatedly stabbing him over and over again. The giant screams in pain, furious. And just at he's looking badly, badly hurt. And so that leaves us with, I believe, our last player, Danny. How would you like to proceed? Our knight.
Okay.
Is he hurt more emotionally or physically by the betrayal of Alex?
He's still hoping Alex can help him feel better. He's holding out. It's a toxic relationship.
He's gonna pay more tokens for that.
He kind of likes it a little bit. He's confused.
Can I do like a John Wick move, like running at him, shoot my heavy crossbow, drop it, and then attack him with my greatsword?
For the cinematics, I'll allow it.
All right.
But you do have to give me an athletics check to drop it and
athletics,
jump.
But...
Danny,
so
how do you
go ahead and roll your heavy crossbow.
Can you roll for him, please?
Okay. No, I have it.
You got
I just
it?
Click on
He's
it,
got
right?
it.
On the character sheet?
Yes, you
no
just
problem.
Click on
making
it.
It all look bad.
I did.
Okay, you hit with the heavy crossbow. Go ahead and give me an athletics check. Just do roll 1d20.
4 is not. 1. 1.
Okay. All right. That's a 16 with your plus 3 modifier. Go ahead and roll your attack for the short, for the greatsword.
All right. By the way, Emilio, condolences. I know you have a short sword and a great sword. I mean, that's not talking about anything else but the swords. But
just listen, man, it's not about the size of the sword, but, you know, the power behind it.
I did
43 points of damage, man. I mean, just, you know, let me see what you do.
No, I get it.
Great sword, Danny. Come on.
Here we go. I mean, that gauntlet has been thrown down, dude.
I don't know what I did, but I did.
Oh, okay. All right, another Ooh. Crit.
Wow.
And Danny, that is a, so you typically will roll 2d6. Now you'll do 4d6 plus 3. So do forward slash
sorry,
roll 4d6 plus 3.
What am I doing? Roll 4d6?
4d6, yes. Okay. 15 okay. damage. So not quite 43, but, you know, halfway there. So. You know what they say, that big sword's definitely compensating for something. So, Danny, you pick up this heavy crossbow. You whip, you take out your heavy crossbow. You aim for the giant's head. Shoot, and an arrow, a crossbow bolt goes straight into his eye. The giant screams out in pain and falls to one knee, covering his face. As he does so, you leap forward, jump off Simon, who is cowering in fear, uses the springboard,
yes,
and jam wow. your springboard straight into his skull. The giant falls over dead, and you have survived this tech bar encounter.
Yay!
And wait, this is the post-log. So the warlock, you know,
So can I come out of my hiding spot now?
I don't think we need to let you out of your hiding spot. I think you're forever more like vanished.
Invisible. It was a warlock, right?
It was Nick.
And then another cloud giant comes out and steps on all of you. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
All right, we did it, guys. Yay, that was fun.
Yay! Thank you very much, Marissa. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you, team, not running away. You know, so everybody but Simon. BJ is asking, so is a big sword like lifted at 350? That's yes. That is absolutely right. Oh, and Kyle says, is D&D going to be the new norm on this broadcast? I can't say yes or no, but I will drink to that. So now I'm afraid, my friend.
New norm.
All right, Simon, we got some we have some entertainment coming up here, right?
Yeah, so after a huge fight, we wanted to talk a little bit about the adventures of Ray and Danny in Disney. So we're going to play a quick video while we get ready for our next segment, and we'll be right back.
We're live, Tech Bar on site at Olga's Cantina, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And we're going to do a cheer from Star Wars these Jedi mind tricks.
Right. You know what that cheer is?
What is the cheer?
Under the shadow of the spire.
Under the shadow of the spire. Oh, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Or they might be the droids you're looking for. To Star Wars land, Ray.
Sir, this isn't Star Wars land. This is Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, it is. Bright Suns.
Fuzzy.
Wait for it.
Something gonna pop out of my stomach?
Wait for it.
What's the name of this again?
It's not doing it.
Scared it now. What is this supposed to do?
I don't think it was this. Was it?
This is a fuzzy Bespin, right? Wait for it. Doesn't make a lot of great video. So
this is a fuzzy Tauntaun.
Fuzzy Tauntaun. There we go. Okay.
I feel it.
Oh, I feel it. I got it. Oh, there it is. I got it. I got it now. It's like mini pop rocks at the top of your mouth. Okay.
And then your lips.
It's like a party in my mouth.
It's a little the lips.
Alright, so what is this, Danny?
This is the best spin things. Yeah, best spin things. It's right. From the Cloud City of Bespin. I did spin all over.
The Cloud City of
all over Bespin. Yeah.
Cheers. It's almost hard to drink because it's like in your nose. It's good. Can you get a close-up of like the bubbling?
Look at the clouds, the best green clouds.
We have the Bud Quadra Lager, followed by the White Walker Hefeweizen, Gamorrean Red Ale, then lastly a Bad Motivator IPA.
Bad Motivator IPA.
You can do however you want, let's just follow this agenda.
Excellent, thank you, Diane. Thank you. May the force be with you.
Oh, you have no idea. You weren't supposed to take it as a shot.
Oh, you could have told me that.
It's a sipping drink, not a shot.
You didn't tell me that.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm real good. I can feel the force flowing through me. I might reach out with my feelings. You should have warned me about that.
It looks like a shot.
It does look like a shot.
She said, small, but potent. She said it.
I didn't hear that. I should have paid attention. Yeah. This is the last shot of Tech Bar Live from Tech Bar from Galaxy's Edge.
Yep. We have our flight home back to Earth.
We got to fly home. So from August Cantina, take care, everybody.
Bye.
That was a good time. That was
Yeah, we definitely were reminiscing.
Yeah.
And it now look like we've been drinking all day. And ended there at all.
It was so. Have you any of you guys been to Galaxy's Edge or at Disney?
Not yet.
Not yet. You gotta go. It is so freaking cool. Yeah. It is awesome. I heard a can open. Who's drinking what?
This guy's got a Budweiser. What are you?
Budweiser.
I don't know where this came from.
He's pouring it into a, what is that, a vampire?
This is an elephant tusk. I killed the elephant myself with my bare hands.
Actually, I have a sign up in my
the elephant had broken board into my house. I caught him stealing
next
from
the dum dum tree.
Oh yeah, this is one of the
No. I've been asking Simon all day to throw me stuff and he refuses. So we got this from Galaxy's Edge, actually from that trip.
Yeah.
This is a pork, right? That's the name of it? Pork? The little chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright guys, and since Disney is in Florida and we have Emilio that's from Florida, Danny, Ray, and Marissa were in Florida, and then you guys are you mentioned Georgia, right?
Yeah.
You guys are in Georgia? We're going to be playing our next segment. This is one of the fan favorites that we do here at the show. It's called Florida, Not Florida. So let's play the
I just want to say I appreciate the quality of the bumpers we have now, thanks to our media editor, Paul, a.k.a. Chill Neil. So thank you for that.
Good job, Phil.
Okay, he's also responsible for our intro music, actually.
Yep. So, guys, the rules are very simple, right? I'm going to be showing a headline, a news headline, and you guys are going to have to be guessing whether it happened in Florida or not Florida. So, the rules are very simple. We're going to run through the first one really quick, and then you guys are going to have to guess. Whoever gets it wrong drinks. Whoever doesn't. I mean, whoever gets it right doesn't drink. Or if they want to drink, I mean, they can drink.
You said the same thing twice. Whoever gets it wrong or whoever doesn't get it right. Isn't that the same thing? I'm not that drunk.
Is your milk spiked tonight?
Yeah.
That's what that monster did to me.
See? He's having that spicy 2%. All right.
All right. So first up, we have man is wanted by police after shooting a man who refused to give him $1. Did this happen in Florida or not Florida?
So what are you asking first, Simon?
Emilio, be our first.
It was my cousin, so I know it's a Florida man.
That was Juan. Juan grew up in Hialeah. He went to HML, and he was in Miss.
Off Juan one, it was Juan.
Just Juan. Just Juan.
I'll go ahead and put that. All right, so we have Emilio saying Florida. L? Florida or not Florida?
I'd say not Florida because I mean we're in central Georgia and I could see it happening here. So I think Georgia.
Okay. Then we have Chris, Florida or not Florida?
All right, I'm gonna go with Florida. Seems Florida-esque.
Florida. Daryl, what do you got for us?
All right. I don't think this is sensational enough to be from Florida.
Yeah. Daryl shot a man for less than that.
I mean, I feel like that could happen anywhere. Yeah, that's not Florida news, so no, not Florida.
You know what? I also think not Florida. I think Daryl's convinced me.
So, I mean, what's the dollar amount to shoot him in? Is this like 20%, 20 cents, 30 cents?
I know a lot of people have done it for free.
I mean, a dollar, the bar's a little high for a dollar.
All right. Alex, what say you, man?
I don't think it's Florida. I think people get shot for a lot less all the time.
I mean, Danny, I mean, I so here's the thing. Half of the group is in Florida, half of the group is not. I mean, we should, just by knowing Florida better, we should get these right, right?
You would think.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So,
we're renting here, we're not tenants. I'm going to say not Florida, and I'm going to say the city. So, I bet it was in Chicago.
No, Chicago, oh yeah, Chicago shoots people, that's true. Martin, who's also a Florida man, says not Florida. I have to say, this is so obviously not Florida. I'm going to say it's Florida.
Okay. That's how you're going with?
Yeah.
All right. So this actually happened about 2 weeks ago, and it happened in Miami Beach.
Really?
And I just want to point out the drawing of the...
Oh my God. The dude was from King of the Hill. He liked propane.
And propane accessories.
It was on the news the other day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Simon, do you know the answers to these? Oh, so I'm going to read Simon. I'm not going to look at the story.
No, wait, no, man. You can't do that. Cheating.
No, man. Simon can't play poker for nothing, bro.
And that's why you hear about all these crazy. They happen everywhere, but you hear about it from Florida because of the laws there.
There you go. Kyle's got it right. Propane and propane accessories. Absolutely.
All right, next up, we have man tries to escape police on John Deere lawnmower.
See, if this was a Gravely, I know it would be my friend.
Everybody's trying to do that.
Okay, it's not South Florida.
Yeah, this is at least like...
I'm 100% sure that I've heard a country western song that has that lyric in it. So, I think not Florida.
I lost it's
definitely
my
not
wife,
Florida.
I lost my dog. I tried to lose the police on my Gravely.
Riding lawnmowers in
okay,
Florida.
So we have
no, you have riding lawnmowers in Florida. We just can't afford John Deere's, so I know it's not Florida.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, that's
You guys all have like tiny lawns.
Yeah, if it was like a smaller riding mower, like this is a Ryobi, like I would have been like okay. But
if he were an
Deere,
alligator,
that's not...
If he was trying to escape on an alligator, I wouldn't believe that. But
they don't have John Deere's in like PSL or like Central Florida.
No, man.
No.
Nah.
It's too expensive.
We was like, nah, we don't got that shit, bro.
Who's the one that just wrote up Southern Most State?
What?
Somebody had just put up all
the Kyle.
My wife and I went to Hawaii for our anniversary.
Oh, he says the story. He says Hawaii every freaking
day. Hey, let me ask you, Milu, have you ever heard that from you? Ever?
Bro, Amir hasn't talked to you before. Actually,
I mean, he's in Miami. We're probably related.
Yeah, there's a chance Emilio went to school with somebody who knew you, who heard the story about 100%. Your fucking... Because Danny still hangs out with all his friends from high school, just so you know. Yeah, that is absolutely true. Okay, so irony levels. There are Ryobi riding mowers that are battery-powered. Ain't that some shit? Like, I just want to throw that out there.
I'm just curious to see those videos of, like, the Roombas with the cat on top. Like, I'm almost imagining something on top of, like, a Roomba. Like,
I'm imagining, like, taking the battery out of your drill and putting it in the lawnmower.
So, yes, it's not a Roomba lawnmower.
So, just so you guys know, because he's trying to be anonymous, but Irony Levels is our Mac dev. So... The Mac client that we don't have yet, it's on him. So that's the guy.
It's on you. You got this. Yeah. We're rooting for you. Nobody cares about Mac. Don't worry about it. So, whatchamacallit. You know, I have cats. I don't have cats. My wife and my son have cats. I have a dog, a 4.5-pound Yorkie attack dog. And none of our animals are smart enough to ride the electric vacuum that we have at the house. It's not a Roomba. His name is Dwayne, because it's an IROC, so it's Dwayne. I didn't name it, so whatever. But, yeah, none of our animals ride it. I'm very disappointed. TikTok says my animals are dumb.
They want to ride, like, a real Roomba, not an off-brand Roomba.
Damn, that's messed up. That's messed up. I'm gonna allow it. I'm going to allow it, but that's messed up.
All right, so, Danny, what do you got? Florida or not Florida?
Who are we asking?
Who was it? Was it me?
You think it's Florida?
He's a
Ray, what do you say?
Kyle says my Roomba is Joe Dirt. So here's the thing. We had one before. We had a Roomba, and we named it Jarvis, and it died. And then I learned to find a electronic vacuum, a robot vacuum that did pet poop avoidance. That is a very important feature, just so you know. Man tries to escape police on John Deere lawnmower. I gotta say, I agree with whoever said that, you know, this is possible, but in Florida, we don't have John Deere's. I'm going to go not Florida. I know, but this is not Jacksonville? You think Bortles is riding a fucking John Deere running away from the cops? Like, come on, man. Yeah. This is Leche, by the way, for the Spanish speaking of the group. Yeah, we have Leche and we have Cafe, her brother, or her sister that's upstairs. I like this one because she's sweet and soft and doesn't do much. All right, who's next, Simon?
All right, guys.
Yeah, so, kind of like me.
So, I have to tell you, this happened in Florida.
Some bullshit.
Florida. I don't even know where that is.
Would you say Okaloosa?
Okaloosa.
That's not a real place.
It's a real place in Florida. And there's a picture of the guy.
Panhandle, bro. Yeah. Yo, Panhandle, but Panhandle's not real Florida. That's south. That's like, you have West Palm Beach, Port St. Lucie, and that is Florida, and then everything north of that is really south U.S.
It's just east of
Pensacola. Good night, Vaga. Have a good night, man. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have
to go faster because I've seen lawnmower races. They can go pretty fast.
But like, outrun a cop car, or do you think this was like an OJ situation where they're just like doing like 10 miles an hour behind him?
Well, I see he's on grass, so I mean, maybe the cop car could get stuck in the mud and he can get out of it because of his lawnmower.
Right. We didn't ask what terrain. Usually, we do qualifying questions.
The cop terrain car got in the high grass. And the lawnmower was able to get through. Yeah, the lawnmower was cut the grass again. The cop car got stuck in it.
Right. No, it was in a car. So Panhandle's like Mississippi with good teeth. Glenn's not wrong. My dad was in Fort Walton Beach, and I, you know, went up there when I was a kid. And you're not wrong, sir. You're not wrong at all. All right, Simon, what do we got next, dude?
Next up, we have man allegedly killed friend while fishing because he thought the victim would feed him to Bigfoot.
Fuck, that says Florida all over, doesn't it?
Bigfoot in Florida?
Yes. On bath salts. Absolutely.
I don't necessarily know about Bigfoot.
What?
I don't necessarily agree about Bigfoot. I like the killing him off.
Oh, there's Lich's sure, tail, Bigfoot. Like doing the.
Yeah, got the Zito's. Yeah, she's.
Cafe.
Oh, cafe. Yeah, this is Lich's.
Yeah.
This is the good one. That's why I asked for this one.
Sure. Are thinking that through. He's obviously so sane.
Everybody knows that Bigfoot is Colorado, okay? Bigfoot has never been spotted in Florida. That's true.
You never said Bigfoot wouldn't go to the Keys. Are you serious?
Colorado, Wyoming, everybody knows.
Okay, but
have you watched the Joe Rogan Experience?
I think Bigfoot's a swamp type animal, person, man, thing. How do you know Bigfoot doesn't like the sun and the beach? We have the best beaches.
I'm going with Florida. This is absolutely Florida.
I literally just told, like, all of the internet you were the good one. Like, can you?
Suppose it's spicy cat is totally fine, by the way.
Yeah. Cafe is the spicy one, but this one's being relax. You're on the internet. All right, so where's the voting stand here, Simon?
So we have, Emilio, is this Florida or not Florida?
I mean, we believe in the Chupacabra, not in Bigfoot, so this is not Florida.
These fucking Hialeah people are like sticking together.
Wow, bro. What's that? Shot fired, man.
In Colorado, that's what it is. Not only Bigfoot, but powerful edibles, too. And those people drink the scenario.
Listen, they've got lots of stuff in Florida.
I'm just saying, Bigfoot's got to be super fucking fun to hang out with. Like,
I will say, it would be so Florida of us, though, for someone to be like, yeah, I thought he was going to feed me to Bigfoot, thinking that Bigfoot was in Florida.
And to be fair, like, Chupacabra hasn't been in, like, Florida for... Oh, she's listening now. Chupacabra hasn't been in Florida for, like, decades.
I mean, okay, Bigfoot...
Yes, absolutely. I'm about that. Like.
Maybe in Jacksonville? You know?
We don't talk about Jacksonville. Jacksonville's like Bruno. We don't talk about that. So, all right, who hasn't voted, Simon?
So from the tier two tech team in Georgia, what do you guys say, Florida or not Florida?
Elizabeth thinks Florida. I think everybody else thinks not Florida.
Yeah, we're all not Florida.
We all think it happened in South Florida.
Three not Florida, one Florida.
See, here's my problem with this. He killed a friend while fishing because he thought the victim would feed him. I read lead him. Never mind. This Crown Royal hits hard. Never mind. Hold on, but if you examine Simon's face.
Nah, I need glasses. Simon knows not fair.
I would make so much pennies. Like,
I don't gamble for a reason, guys. I don't gamble for a reason. All right.
Florida? Yeah, exactly.
Not Florida.
Florida or not Florida, Danny?
That's not Florida.
Not Florida?
I'm going to go Florida. I'm saying Florida. This is Florida because they were fishing on Lake Okeechobee. And he killed the friend and fed him to alligators.
Marissa, what do you got for us?
Bigfoot coming Florida in? I think it's Florida. Not Florida. I think Bigfoot is too big of a giveaway. I agree with Emilio. If they had said the Chupacabra, I would have agreed. But no, I think this is not Florida.
Okay. Well, guys, this happened actually in Oklahoma. And there's a picture of a guy.
Damn. Damn.
She looks a little bit rough.
There's no place like home. Was that the right place? Oh, it's Kansas. My bad. I don't fucking know. Martin's going to be like, it's Kansas. Yeah, I know, Martin. I know. So if you fed him to alligators, how do you get caught? People get caught, dude. Watch Dexter. People get caught. Just saying.
I've never seen Dexter.
I know. We know. Anything of quality you've never seen. I get it.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have man allegedly admits he threw him. Threw woman he was caught cheating with from fifth floor apartment. And I quote, I threw the B out the window.
I mean, that's you catch your significant other cheating on you. You have, it's fair game to throw them out the window. I don't see the problem with this. So.
Wait, but it's the woman he was caught cheating with. So it's the other woman.
Did they know about those? Has anybody told them that it could go up that high?
Only on the beach.
So explain it to me. What happened here?
It's the woman he was caught cheating with.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not the woman he was caught cheating on him.
Oh.
No, yeah. So he was cheating with that person.
He was trying to not get caught.
He was cheating on someone with her.
And then he threw the person he was cheating with.
He was pulling a Simon covering his tracks. That's what happened. Okay. Now
he was like, no, baby, I love you. Look.
Confirm or deny.
I'm going to need all of the internet to keep it low, keep it quiet, because Lecia's trying to sleep. And every time I raise my voice, she looks at me like, the fuck? Wow. Okay. Damn. That changes things.
Is that a game changer?
So I grew up listening to Shaggy with It Wasn't Me, where they were caught on the sofa and he was still saying it wasn't me. And they were in the shower and he was still saying it wasn't me. So this dude just held to his conviction saying it wasn't him. That's not Florida. That's not Florida, because that requires quick thinking. Like, anybody in Florida would have jumped out the window themselves. He threw the thing out the window.
I feel like Florida people, we do it to ourselves. Like, yeah, he would have jumped out the window by himself.
He would have jumped out the window and be like, oh, she was breaking
someone else
in.
Out the
like,
window.
Right. He was. He thought quick. He was like, me or her, she gone. I'm pulling the Simon. Like, I'm saying that's not Florida. That's way too intelligent for like.
He would have jumped out the window, landed on a John Deere, rode away, and that would have been it.
They rolled in intelligence and pulled a one. That's all I'm saying.
So what do you have, Emilio? What do you think, Florida or not? Florida?
That's not Florida. I mean, maybe a like Miami thing, but not really, man. I think this is like a decoy thing. It's not Florida.
Why you gotta be like that, bro? You move to West Palm Beach,
it's
and you gotta be like,
but
oh,
it's
Miami.
True, bro. I can trash
Miami. I know, I get it. But still, why you gotta be like that?
Because I don't gotta get on the Palmetto anymore, bro. No, I can trash people now.
What do we have? Tier 2 Tech Georgia family. What do you guys have? Florida or not Florida?
We're going not Florida. Yeah, we don't think it's Florida. We don't think you guys have 5-story buildings in Florida.
We have both of them. We don't have basements. We don't have any basements whatsoever.
That's not true. If you go to Center Florida.
No, we have like 30 basements in Florida, and they're all historic landmarks or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with the fifth floor thing, and I'll even go based on what Danny was saying. I think this is what Danny thought it was originally, and I think this is Chicago.
Or Okaloosa. Okaloosa is the dark horse in the world.
That non-existent place, that upside down.
I am going to agree with Bryce on both counts. That's South Florida, happened in Chicago, and we're going to go visit it next week.
You know what I'm excited about going to Chicago to do? Chicago has the dude in downtown Miami that dresses up like Super Mario and drives around with the Mario Kart and playing the Super Mario music. I'm so excited to see him again. Like, I'm just saying.
I mean, you got the Spider-Man guy.
No. In Miami, we have Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
We have Pedro Parker. We don't have Peter Parker.
Bro. I see him when I go to my house.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Leche. All right,
guys. So,
going.
So Ray, go you said it.
I said not Florida. Not Florida? I don't think this is Florida.
So it was actually in Chicago.
Very good.
Wow. That is the equivalent of 3-point nothing but net. That is impressive.
You tried, Simon.
Had you heard the story, or you just pulled it out of your ass?
No, so I was going up the stairs, and
you guys were doing.
So Danny didn't see what the question was. He only saw that one of the answers was Chicago.
So that's why he's been calling out Chicago, because he knows. That's some bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
But that fifth floor thing, tier 2 tech, you guys gave it. I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's Chicago.
I can't see
the only skyscrapers we have are in Miami Beach.
It says, okay. The last one.
You don't have the private chat.
We have the last one, which this is the last one for the night. So police officer arrested after driving drunk in full uniform with an open beer.
Bro, that happens every weekend. What is
that
shit?
Here.
I know that dude. That dude's Danny Munoz. He went to Opa-locka PD, and they went to Miami Beach afterward. That's a buddy of mine. We went to high school.
battery's dying, that's why.
Really? Oh, my bad. All right.
All right, guys. So we have Ray saying that this happened in.
This is Florida, man. This is Florida. So close to Florida.
This is someone doing it to himself. Absolutely, Florida man.
We have Mana saying Florida. Danny, what do you got? Florida or not Florida? Police officer arrested after driving drunk.
I know him. This is close.
He went to base.
Yeah, he did.
He went to and then the tier two tech Georgia team, you guys said Florida?
We don't think it's Florida. We think it's happened everywhere.
Yes.
That is US 50.
So not enough bath salts or anything.
Yeah,
else
like it's not good enough to be Florida. Like
yeah.
if he was like sniffing nail polish, it would be Florida.
Emilio, what do you got for us?
Listen, man, if this would have said he picked up a prostitute on top of that, then I would have said Florida, but this is not a Florida guy.
I know that guy too.
Yeah. It's my cousin.
So this is actually everyone's cousin in Florida because it's Apopka.
Apopka,
Florida.
I need to know. It sounds familiar. I think I'm Jordan.
Oscar Mayorga.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, was he from out of town though? Yeah. Was he from Florida?
His name is Mayorga. I'm pretty
Florida,
sure he's from
Chicago.
What part of the
Chicago?
Oh,
it's from Chicago.
Orlando. It's about north.
Glen Holcomb's area. Okay.
Yeah, it's northwest Orlando.
All right. I think that that's a nice way to wrap the episode.
Thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate you. This was awesome. We apologize for starting a little late. Marissa, you have a tail in your face. Okay, there's
I have a whole cat in my face.
Yeah. I don't know where Leche went. She disappeared somewhere. She likes to be under the chair. So thank you, everybody. Tier 2 tickets team, we appreciate you. Emilio, appreciate you separately just because you're in Florida. And, dude, you got to come down to Miami, bro, and hang out with us in person, man.
I was supposed to last week, but things happened. I'm actually on vacation right now in Fort Myers. So next
week. I'm driving all over Florida. Come to Miami Lakes, bro.
You guys
are like doing a whole circle. It's like we're here. You go up here. Then you move over here.
Stop going to the upside down, bro.
You guys can do
Fort Myers beat.
We're going to do HMO review. What do we got coming up, Simon?
All right, so we do have some events coming up tomorrow at 10 a.m. Make sure you guys tune in to the MSP Media Network on August 2nd on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We're also going to be giving the news for the industry. MSP Dispatch presented by Ray and Tony Francisco. August 2nd to August 4th, we're going to be at ChannelCon 2022 in Chicago, Illinois. Danny, Ray, myself will
Chicago
be there.
Chicago what?
Chicago, Illinois. Illinois? Illinois.
Illinois. Uh-huh.
Illinois.
Actually,
sorry,
I learned where you learn all things as an adult on TikTok. I learned it's Moet and Chandon because Moet is not a French name; it's a Dutch name. Because if you listen to Kelvin Tehar, everything is Dutch. So, just so you know, you got some knowledge from the tech bar. There you go.
Okay, so Illinois. I apologize. On August 11th at 6:30 p.m., we're actually going to be back at the tech bar, episode 41, with Gavin Stone and Martin of MSP Geek. And then August.
How do you pronounce Martin's last name?
No, I'm not even gonna try. That's why I skipped over. Martin, Kyer. Kyer. Kyer.
Actually, that's not wrong. It's, yeah, you're right. Martin Kyer. There you go.
I've heard you said it too many times. And then August 24th to August 25th, in-person event. We're gonna be at the 7-Figure MSP Live event in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you guys are in the area and you guys want some free passes, hit up Simon at yt.co, and then we'll go ahead and hook you up with some passes.
Yeah, and if you're at ChannelCon next week, we're doing a dinner or we're doing drinks at Howl at the Moon on Tuesday with Quick Pass, Finn Security, and Barry McKinley. The four of us are hosting it, so we'll have a good time in a private room and tech bar it up. All right, tier two tickets, family. Marissa, thank you for DMing. Dungeon Mastering, thank you so much. Simon, I don't know what you do, but thanks. Oh, no, fuck you. You tried to feed us to a giant. appreciate you. Until next time, Tech Bar family, take care. Brush your hair.
Bye.
Namaste.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.